I'm driving
the Wild Atlantic Way, the road that runs all the way down the west coast of Ireland. That is a featured highlight, aiming to attract people to come to Ireland, enjoy Ireland, spread the reputation of Ireland as a great place to spend time in. And I'm driving it, having left Doonbeg behind me in County Clare, and heading further south along the coast to a place called Kilkee and out onto the Loophead Peninsula. And in front of me I'm on the N67, in case you're wondering, and the signpost is telling me that if I veer slightly to the right, I'm going to go in the right direction for a place called Kilrush. And from Kilrush, near Kilrush, I can take a ferry across into County Kerry, and I can carry on down the coastline, right the way down through Kerry, which must have one of the longest coastlines in Europe, as a county, I'd say, because it has so many peninsulas. And coming towards me is a red tractor. I will try and observe whether it is a John Deere or a Ford. The last one I passed was a Ford. That one is a Massey Ferguson. It's a Massey Ferguson tractor. And it had a yoke on the back of it. And I'm not a farmer, so I can't tell you what it is. But it looked to me like it, what was on the back of it might have been used for spreading silage. Although whether you spread silage on fields in the month of April, I have no idea. It's Easter Monday today. The landscape is sprinkled with little householdings, little houses. And off the main road south, 4 kilometres out of Kilkee, are little boreens, laneways, little roads to the right and left. And coming towards me is a white car. It's a 01. It means it's 2001 registered in County Clare. So there's gorse to the left and gorse to the right. This is poor land. It doesn't grow any crops. I'm not a sufficiently au fait with nature conservation to be able to tell you that it's absolutely perfect ecosystem for, you know, the lesser. There's a yellow JB. Oh, that's a GCB in there. And I'm looking down on Kilkee. I come at Kilkee over this little mound on the road. And I see in front of me Mutton Island, I think it's called. I see the sea. I see a lake which could almost be like a reservoir for the seaside village of Kilkee. Rock climbing is advertised in Kilkee and Doonbeg. Signs there. As I come over this, the L6060. Not the 66, the L6060. Off to the left, but I look down onto Kilkee, and 2 kilometres away down here, and I'm going back into the place where I had my first holidays ever. From here it just looks pretty average. It looks more than average. It looks densely populated. It does look, because along the west coast of Ireland There are no people, really. I mean, there are some people, of course, but it is very, very, you know, loosely. The density is very low. And this place is a place from which people emigrated, you know, to Australia, to New Zealand, to Canada, United States, to the UK, England, to Birmingham, to London, to Kilburn, to Archway, to, you know, the people who, about whom it was sung. Song called Don't Forget Your Shovel If You Want to Go to Work. Stella Maris Hotel is being advertised here, and as we go into Kilkee, we're going to find out that the speed limit is 50 kilometres per hour. But you have a barn, you know, a barn over there with some hay saved in it. It's Kilkee is twinned with somewhere, but I wasn't able to catch where it's twinned with at the moment. You know, it's, you would not describe it as pretty as you. The human habitation part, as you come into it from the north, is far from pretty. It's just basically human houses built there. The vernacular buildings and the houses have no special character. It's not like, you know, Cotswold or Hastings or some of the, you know, wonderful seaside. Rye. It's not like Rye in England, southern England. It's not got any of that. But I know that in this place, Kilkee, are, you know, memory banks for me as a child. I mentioned them in another audio. But just to describe, you drive in here and then you hit a, no, you can't go any further sign. It says no entry, right? So you are forced to take a left from here. Now I know that to the right of me is the headland of Burns's Cove and places like that. And across on the other side of the bay in Kilkee is the Pollokhols. Kilkee is a gem. It really is a wonderful seaside gem, ideal for families to come to and hang out and learn to swim. It has the safest beach imaginable. It has little pools. So leaving on that, because I think I may have touched on them in another audio earlier, I'm just driving through the... You're kind of forced to drive through. And I think you would actually probably more likely to call it, in terms of the size of places in Ireland, it's a town. Kilkee is a town, not really a village. The Stella Maris restaurant is on the right-hand side. The Stella Maris Hotel has 3 stars. I'm not sure if it really is a 3-star hotel, but they have 3 stars outside it. Hickey's Bar is in front of me, and I'm into the main street. And it's got Dolphin Watch advertised in Carrigahold. Yes, you can go and watch dolphins, you can go out in a boat. But I'm now going to drive down what is in fact the main street in Kilkee, full of memories for me. Dolan's Deli on the right-hand side, that didn't mean anything to me. But Nocton's Pub, established 1856, O'Nocton. It's a pub, it probably is a bed and breakfast. It's a steak and seafood place. Scots. Now there is the place that my father and mother used to drink. It's shut. Easter Monday is not open yet. It's not 12 o'clock yet. The Bank of Ireland is on the left-hand side and the Gold Sea Chinese Takeaway is on the right. And there are cars parked to the left and to the right, and you proceed down here at about the same pace you would if you were going to a funeral. The Pantry is here and it's full of signs on the outside of it saying it's got Bridgestone recognition. The Bridgestone Guide have found that place. You have the Kilkee Business Centre. Wow, the Kilkee Business Centre looks like it's a place where you buy knickknacks. It certainly doesn't look like a business centre. On the right-hand side are all the stuff for the seaside, the stuff you'd want, buckets and spades and stuff like this. And then you have gifts, souvenirs, you have Tierney's on the left. Moody Cow milkshakes. That seems to be a new thing because the Moody Cow milkshakes were in La Hinch this morning and I'm passing now the old cinema. It's now called, unfortunately called, it's no longer a cinema, it's called the Leisure Centre. In there is where the cinema used to, the reels used to break down. On the left-hand side is Che Guevara. And this is very important because this is the abyss, it's called. I have no idea what's in there, but the Che Guevara features. And Che Guevara came to Kilkee. Now, this is very well known to some people, and if you don't know it, you're going, wow, the Greyhound Bar is on the left, the Central Bar is on the right-hand side. Happy Harbour Chinese Restaurant on the left, Mace on the left, and Rosaries, whatever it is there, toys and stuff. So this is Kilkee. You have Dell'Arte, an Italian restaurant there as well. And I'm heading out of Kilkee. I'm not going to linger, although I'd love to. The bandstand has been badly damaged in the winter. It looks like they're going to have to rebuild the bandstand. I'm driving out towards Loophead and Carrigahold. That's the way I'm going. I'm not hanging around because I've lingered on the way down. Carrigahold is 10 kilometres. O'Neill's Funfair on the right. But so I'm through Kilkee. I wish I could linger longer. I'm opening the Thai Po, Chinese Takeaway on the right. So, I mean, the houses, the holiday houses are pretty... I mean, it would be an exaggeration to say I find them horrid, but I certainly don't find them aesthetically pleasing. They were, you know, put up to service the desire people had. There's a decent painted stain there with a bit of colour to them. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. They presumably keep you dry and warm and everything like that, but the leaving of Kilkee. The bay in there on the right hand side, that's the name of an estate, and I'm heading to Carrigahold. the great thing about Carrickahold is that there's a little place that you can pull up a fishing boat in Carrickahold, I think, and you can buy fish there in a shop. I think that might even be owned by a guy called Lyons. It might be a guy called Ken Lyons who went to school with me. I have no idea. My facts may be wrong. But the key thing is I'm heading to Carrickahold, where I know there is a great pub. A pub that I enjoyed going into anyway, and plenty of character. So, heading out of here, I think I'll take up the story when I get further onto the Loophead Peninsula, because think about the Loophead Peninsula, it is about the bleakest place. I would speculate that the Loophead Peninsula is about the bleakest place in the whole of the west of Ireland to spend your winter. Now, of course, there'll be other people claiming that, no, we're the bleakest place, but for what it's worth, in my opinion, passing the graveyard on the left, 23 kilometres to Loophead. Loophead has got a lighthouse out there. And I'm talking about the north side of the estuary of the River Shannon, right out at the tip. The River Shannon, longest river in the British Isles, 214 miles long, rises up in Loch Earn, passes through, the River Earn rises right up at the north. It obviously doesn't rise in a lake, it rises on a mountain up there, but it flows through the lakes of the Loch. I think Loch Ree is up there. It certainly comes all the way down into Loch Derg. Anyway, this is the Wild Atlantic Way, so I am not 100% sure. I'm actually still on the right road now. It's the R487 if you're looking for it on a map. But the point is that out here is really bleak, and out here lives a man who went to school with me, and I'm going to visit him. That's why I'm going out here. There are primrose growing on either side, and there's yet another tractor coming towards me. I'm passing nurseries. This one is another Massey Ferguson, that one was. Interestingly enough, I haven't passed a John Deere yet. I've got John Deere on my mind because somebody said to me yesterday that John Deere tractors were specially built to last. As far as I can see, some of these tractors here from either Ford or from Massey Ferguson were also built to last, because out here lies rust, the sea, air, you would rust anything, and the metals were not treated so well in the old days. So out we go along here, and I'll come back to you when I get somewhere else, because it's pretty isolated out here. But I haven't really got to the most isolated part yet. Well, I'm not going to Carrickahold. There's been a clarification of where I am going to. I've taken the right turn towards Loophead and the right turn towards Kilbaha. Kilbaha is 13 kilometres ahead, but my good friend lives no more than a mile up this road. I wasn't sure where he lived, and this is a surprise visit. So I am driving along here, thrilled that I'm so close to him. I may never get to Carrickahold, I may never get to Loophead, because I am between the signpost back there and Cross, which is 6 kilometres ahead. And there's yet another tractor. This tractor is coming out of a lay-by here on the left-hand side, and this tractor is 9 kilometres back. And I can't, it's so old, I can't even tell you what kind of a tractor it is. And my friend is on the road in front of me. He's even got his clothes on and he's dressed. And on the left-hand side is Montbrecia, not in Bloom, but Montbrecia. And I am here, and he has given me a big thumbs up, and I'm going to drive into his. He actually has a house with loads of outhouses which are falling apart. Anyway, that's the end of this audio book, because I won't be bringing him into the audio book. He wouldn't like that very much, since he hasn't seen me in about 2 years. And I shocked him by calling him a few minutes ago and saying, I'm here. See you later. Bye.